Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Welcome back. What up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local, here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. I do know that we have a few people listening right now from Madrid who hit me up. They want to see better effort on the defensive side of the ball and maybe even a win. I talked earlier about how I would like all the Commanders fans that spent their hard-earned money to make this trip to have a shared life experience where they get to see a win, see a really cool city, hang out at the beach, relax, have fun, come home with some, awesome NFL merchandise, but really memories of a win. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. I want to hear from Rick in Lutherville. Rick, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, how you doing? You know why I'm calling? I'm calling because I got to put some logic into this discussion. I mean, these fans are like nuts. I'm a man of logic. A is the B, B is the C, C is the D, therefore D exists. So let's run down those four. We'll start with the pause. The famous pause at the Peters press conference when DA asked, well, I wonder what you think of the roster. The pause was 3.7 seconds because we didn't have a roster. Two, name me the last team that had four drafts, probably a total of 28, 29 ball players, and 27 of them are not on your team because they couldn't cut it. Three, name me a team that has 18 of their top 30 ball players on injured reserve and out for the year. You're not going to win doo-doo with that. And then finally, based on that logic, I want to do Operation Lose Out. I want to lose the rest of the game. The season's over. Jaden hadn't played five games, maybe even three and a half. I want Operation Lose Out. I want to get the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh pick. And because we didn't get any draft picks from what we had because nobody wanted them, you know, Adam's going to have to manipulate the draft down, exchange for picks, go down again, get more picks. And we have so many holes on our roster, it's incomprehensible.
Rick, I agree with you, but I think everybody would fire back and they would say, if the roster was so bad, how did you win 12 games?
It's real simple. We had two wide receivers, three wide receivers that Jaden could throw to. And, you know, we played over our heads with no talent. And Jaden lifted the whole ball club. The whole ball club.
Yeah.
But Jaden can't lift the ball club with no wide receivers and three injuries and nine games. I mean,
right, but here's the thing, Rick, and I agree with you, but that's why this fan base would say Adam Peters is not doing his job because he didn't put the talent around Jaden.
That's crap. You're telling me he did his job and was applauded for it last year. And 7 months later, he's a bum? That's the illogical perspective that I want to reorient. Because it makes no sense. It makes no sense.
So what would you like to see? You want them to tank now. You want them to get the highest draft pick possible.
Well, watch this. We're going to lose every game after this game. And I don't necessarily believe we're going to win this game. We got a better shot than the other games. But We don't have any talent. So, and they're peaking a little bit the last two games. I would not be surprised if the Dolphins beat us at all.
Right. So, Rick, well, you're, and look, I want to make sure we're on the same page here. So, you believe in Adam Peters, and you think if we get a bad, you know, a bad record, we have a good draft pick, he will do his job and we'll bring in more talent. But is Dan Quinn still the right coach?
Yeah, he's the right coach, and believe it or not, I think Witt was okay as a defensive coordinator. I mean, with all due respect, how are you going to beat anybody in the NFL when you're playing with double-A ball players? How are you going to do that?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
I know. There's cases around the league, though. I'm on your side, but there are teams that are winning injured. Detroit didn't have a secondary, you know, a month ago, and their defensive coordinator got them to create three turnovers. Arizona's winning with a backup quarterback. Like, we need to see some life. I want Dan Quinn to be the coach, but he's got to show some life.
Yeah, but two things in that regards to that point. The Lions lost a lot of players last year, no doubt about it. But they had a full roster that had been built for 4+ years. So they had some depth. We don't have any depth. We go straight from one NFL starter to a practice squad to the peewees. That's what we got. It's that simple. You're not going to, boys are not going to beat men in this game. Okay.
Right. But Rick, the problem is some of the moves we've made, even though I like them in Debo and Tunsil, have handcuffed us because we don't have enough draft picks to really improve on both sides of the ball offseason.
It's like a wine bottle. We have squeezed through that neck. We're out on the other side. We got a full complement in 27. We don't have a second and a fourth this year. I mean, there's only two things that I think Adam has done wrong compared to the 20 he's done right. I would not have traded with Philly to get two number threes while we give them an opportunity to pick an all-pro corner. Mm-hmm. To me, quarterback's number one, corner's number two in importance. And he got a little snookered on that in the idea that, okay, we get 2-for-1. Well, you don't go 2-for-1 and trade it for an all-pro corner. And that guy is an all-pro corner in his second year. The only other mistake I think he made was, and I know why he made it, everybody applauded it, but, you know, he took a shot with Lattimore, and it just hasn't worked out. I mean, not everything is going to be perfect.
But Rick, and look, I'm defending Adam Peters, but I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second. Ben Sennett has not worked out. Johnny Newton has not worked out so far. Luke McCaffrey has flashed on special teams, but not as a wide receiver.
Well, let's be honest about it. McCaffrey improved this year, then he breaks his collarbone. He was number two in returns in the NFL. That ain't too bad.
Yeah, but that's not what he was drafted for. He was drafted too high to be just a special teamer. You and I both know that they are desperate for wide receiver help.
He's not a special teamer alone. He's learning the position and was improving when he broke his collarbone. In regards to Sennett, I tend to agree, but the problem is Ertz is in front of him, and Ertz is going to win that every day of the week. Now,
that,
Ertz isn't going to be here next year, I don't think. I don't think Ertz will be here next year, so Sennett and Bates are going to have to step up. And, I mean, when I say we need everybody, every position, we need another tight end. I mean, we need another powerful tight end. And, you know, it's a real dilemma. And it's not going to get solved for another 2 years. But I don't blame it on Peters. I don't blame it on Quinn. I don't even blame it on Witt. I blame because none of those people play the game. They coach, but the players play and the coaches coach.
Right, but here's the disconnect is that you are asking for a rebuild and they in the front office are saying it's a recalibration. They're not saying, we have to wait till 2027. None of the fan base has heard that.
That was an asshole move, and when they went 12-5, everybody believed it, but everybody believes in the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus too, okay? So I hear you. But that's my take on it.
Yeah, good talking to you, Rick. I appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Ray in Clinton. Ray, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, what's up, AWOD?
What's up, man?
My thing is, this is a rebuild. Now, think about it. Last year, you know, it was basically a total overhaul of the roster. You know what I mean? We only have, what, maybe two players from the Snyder era? You know, and for him to say we're calibrating, I don't see that. I mean, like, it was a lot of one-year contracts last year. It was, you know, a lot going on. We overachieved. The record that we had last year, look at the Patriots. Their strength of schedule. Our strength of schedule was pretty weak last year, but we excelled when we needed to. Like, in the playoffs, it was like Jaden looked like hell against Detroit. Like nobody expected us to do that except what was in that locker room. Now, you know, you don't sign some of the key guys. You know what I mean? You get Terry back late. You know, basically the only one that could beat one-on-one coverage from what I see, you know, you got an aging Ertz. You got an aging defense. I mean, like, you have no pass rush. If anything, if I'm going to fault Peters for anything, it's not getting a proper pass rusher. You know what I mean? Because pass rusher makes secondary great. So I don't. That's my issue, and you know it is what it is. I'm always going to say hell to the Redskins, hell to the take command. But geez, what's going on?
Yeah, Ray. Good energy, good passion. I appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Mitch in Jersey. Mitch, you're on the fan with AWOD.
How doing, Adam? How's everything?
Good. How are you?
Good. The season's is kind of lost.
Yeah.
Still want to see Chris Henry. I'm still waiting and waiting. He's got the talent, the physical tools. I'm hoping we can get picked in the top 10. I know we don't have that many draft choices. I want to see a first round, we pick a wide receiver. Or a first pick, we pick a wide receiver to go in with Deebo and Luka. And I think we're going to need another running back because these, you know, Chris Rodriguez, these running backs have been subpar below, you know, what we want.
Yeah, it does seem like the right move. It does seem like the right move is to give Jaden Daniels a Ja'Marr Chase, give him a Justin Jefferson, give him a guy that will help him take his game to the next level and offense to the next level.
I'm thinking about somebody from the college, you know, Mekhi Lemon, or Jacoby Lang. I'm a USC guy, and also the wide receiver from Arizona State. I think he's one of the best.
Yeah.
Tyson's his last name.
There's a couple of really good wide receivers in college this year. I like Deuce Robinson at Florida State. We'll see where Washington ends up in the draft. Yes. We'll take a quick commercial break.
Thanks a lot.
Yep, Mitch, thanks for chiming in. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. Always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. We are live and local here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. And we'll get off the airwaves here at 11:45 for Hoyas basketball. Clemson at Georgetown also will air on the Team 980. And you guys know I'm locked into all things college basketball, but we'll wait. We'll probably at least wait till December to start hyping up March Madness. But right now, I wanted to go through all of the local and national stories in college football here on University Drive.
Let's go to University Drive. Scores, rivalries, rankings, all the college football in the state of Virginia. We'll follow the action all season long.
College football, baby!
University Drive on AWOD Radio.
So the big story today, locally, is that it's being reported by national ESPN reporters that Virginia Tech is engaged in talks to hire James Franklin, the Penn State former head coach, as their next head coach, to replace the interim coach who is replacing the fired Brent Pry, who also came from Penn State. That's like the very interesting part about this, is that Virginia Tech went to Penn State to James Franklin to hire his DC a couple, 5 years ago, and now is going back to Penn State to hire their fired head coach in James Franklin. This is the perfect hire. The perfect hire at the perfect time for Virginia Tech. I don't know how successful he will be, but I do think he will be much more successful than the last two coaches, Fuente and Pry. Why? Because James Franklin has excelled in one key thing while at Penn State. Not winning the big game, but playing in the big game with guys he recruited from D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Nobody's recruited the DMV better in the last 10 years than James Franklin. When did Virginia Tech start falling off? When James Franklin started stealing his players. And all the best talent from Norfolk started to not go to Virginia Tech also. So this would be a huge move for Virginia Tech. I expect it to happen. I really do. And I expect them to be competitive in the ACC. Competitive. That's not what they have been this year. And locally, though, UVA has been. And UVA's program has been turned around thanks to the money that has been poured into it. After another disappointing season, there was a massive unanimous donation to Virginia in support of Tony Elliott remaining the head coach. Part of that money went to the transfer portal and bringing in quarterback Chandler Morris. If you're not paying attention, Chandler Morris is one of the most exciting quarterbacks in the country this year. He started at Oklahoma, then went to TCU, then North Texas, before he had a great success that allowed him to make a leap back into the P4 at Virginia, where he teams up with Tony Elliott, where his dad was actually working with Tony Elliott on the Clemson staff with Dabo Sweeney 10 years ago. So to me, I think it's really cool that Tony Elliott met this kid when he was like 13 years old. Now he comes over. He's experienced. He's at a high level for the second time. Oh, yeah, he's 24 years old now, because that's all about in college football and college basketball now, about having the age and the experience. And he's been terrific. But he's been taking hits. And last week he took a massive shot to the dome on a play that he slid. And I'm still waiting for the ACC to come out with a statement, because they didn't protect their quarterback. And he left the game with a neck injury and went in concussion protocol. I have heard good news out of concussion protocol, and it looks like Chandler Morris will be the quarterback for Virginia today against Duke. That's huge, because they still control their own destiny. And it's honestly kind of incredible how bad they were last year, but this is what happens in college football now. 1 year, you can change everything. And they have hit in the transfer portal with a ton of guys, including Chandler Morris, who will play today. He's been upgraded from doubtful to probable for this game against Duke. And they could be in the college football playoffs if they win out and win the ACC championship game. That's absolutely what I'll be rooting for. Another local team is in the mix. Yes, the JMU Dukes. Oh, no, Kurt Cignetti is having all the success in Indiana. Don't sleep on Bob Chesney at JMU. They are undefeated in the Sun Belt. 8-1 on the season. Their one loss barely lost to Louisville. And so right now you saw the CFP came out and they put South Florida in, because South Florida beat Florida, right? But South Florida's got Navy. South Florida's got a difficult schedule and they already have two losses. In my mind, if JMU wins out, even though South Florida has the win over Florida, a one-loss JMU team should be in over a two-loss USF team, the South Florida Bulls. That's my opinion there. I'm not sure how the committee will feel, but if JMU wins out, they're going to give themselves an opportunity. One of the big games I'll be watching for today is Pitt against Notre Dame. Elimination game. Notre Dame can't afford another loss. Pitt could backdoor into the ACC Championship or into the CFP because they have three games against teams in the top 25 to close out their seasons. And then the game that I'm looking forward to most outside of the local stories today is Alabama-Oklahoma. A few weeks ago, it felt like John Mateer was the top of the Heisman conversation. He's been injured. His team has been up and down. Ty Simpson has taken that role over with 8-1 Alabama. They're number four in the country right now. Ty Simpson, John Mateer from Tuscaloosa, 3:30 on ABC. And then the last game I will mention is the night game on ABC. Thank goodness YouTube TV and Disney have a deal now so we can all watch. Texas against Georgia. Texas was lost. They lost the first game of the season to Ohio State. Then they blew that game in the swamp in Florida, and everybody wrote them off. Well, they have racked together four straight wins, two over top 10 opponents in Oklahoma and Vanderbilt. And with games against Georgia and Texas A&M, they have resume builders to be in the CFP. They have got to win this game, though. They cannot have a third loss. I do think there is going to be a team with two SEC losses that advances to the CFP, but I don't think it would be Texas with their third loss, and given the fact that they also lost to Florida, who's been disappointing this season. That's my thoughts on all things college football locally and nationally. We call this segment University Drive, that you can hear daily on my show in Richmond, 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. You're listening to AWOD here on a Saturday morning on The Fan. Final segment is coming up next. We'll give out the keys to victory and pathways to success for Washington and Madrid against the Dolphins. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We are live and local here on a Saturday, November 15th. You'll have to wake up bright and early tomorrow for the Commanders game. I'm actually planning to hit a bar, because I told my buddy, I have a feeling I might need a few drinks. Will we improve defensively? I just don't know. Dan Quinn taking over as defensive coordinator, and while I like it, I just don't know that the talent is good enough. I think he'll have a different feel for things. I hope his schemes and really his energy can make a difference. I don't want to see this baloney where it's 3rd and 1, and we give up an easy 5-yard pass. That's the kind of stuff that's making me lose my mind and making me feel like I would blow everything up, right? Like, I hate losing. I don't like losing by 22 points. I can't stand that. I can't stand our defense not getting one stop the entire game. And I just hate when we run plays that are so obviously stupid, like playing zone in which you allow a pitch and catch on a 3rd and 1. And we've done that over and over again. Dan Quinn as defensive coordinator, I better not see that. I better not. I'm going to defend Dan Quinn, but I think he took over this role because he thinks things are heating up, because everyone's feeling the same way. If a defensive-minded coach has one of the worst defenses in the league, why would you stick with him? And if you lose your OC in Cliff Kingsbury to become a head coach, why would you let Dan Quinn pick the new OC? Everything has spiraled out of control, and everything is on the table if you continue to lose in embarrassing fashion. Here's how that stops on Sunday morning. Keys to victory and pathway to success here on AWOD Radio. And it starts on the defensive side of the ball. The defense needs to do something to get off the field, get a stop, lead with the energy, make some plays. But really, here's the only thing that I could see happening defensively that could lead to a win. And it seems simple because our offense has done it almost every first drive of the season. Force a three and out. I mean, that gets everybody fired up. The first key to victory is for the defense to force a three and out from the Miami Dolphins. That's part of complimentary football. All right, your offense gets stopped. Your defense gets them the ball back in three straight plays. Boom. A three and out defensively is the first key to victory. Feels like we haven't had that in a month. I don't know when the last time it was we forced a team to punt, it feels like. Force a three and out. Everybody's talking this week to me about, oh, do you think we'll see some turnovers? Because Dan Quinn's teams in Dallas created a lot of turnovers. That doesn't mean anything to me. That's a fluke. I don't want to see Tua throw a lollipop pass that gets picked off. I don't want to see, you know, somebody make a hit and the guy drops the ball in the turf and we get an easy turnover with a fumble. If you want to see change defensively, it starts with a three and out and getting stops, getting off the field, not getting lucky turnovers. We've gotten a few turnovers this year. We haven't gotten enough stops. First key to victory, force a three and out defensively. Key number two, and when this team was winning games, the stat was 15-3 when they ran for 100 yards and the quarterback ran for 34 or more. It's now 15-7 or 15-8. That's got to change. Key number two, run for 120 yards and Marcus Mariota over 34 yards and a couple of QB keepers. We have got to get back to being able to run the football on first and second down. That was a big part of the success last season. I was talking to Ryan Clary this week from Grant Danny's show, Chris, and I was like, I got to do some research on this, but it felt like last year we had so many more second and five, second and sixes, and this year they're second and nine, second and tens. And last year we had third and one, third and two, third and three. And this year we're having third and double digits. And that's the difference because we're not able to run the ball successfully on first and second down. That's got to change. Key to victory number three, who's our offense? It's not Jaden Daniels. He's out. Our offense is Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel needs 75-plus yards of total offense for us to have a chance to win. He's our big-time playmaker. We have to get him involved early in this contest. Pathway to success, more sacks on Tua than Mariota takes. I wonder what kind of play we'll get from our edge rushers. Will Dan Quinn do things differently than Joe Witt? Maybe Frankie Louvu, with the injuries that they've had, is a hand-in-the-dirt guy first, second, and third down, rather than just third downs. And Jordan McGee's in there at linebacker. What's frustrating was everybody said McGee needs to get in there because he's faster than Bobby Wagner. And then when they threw it to Jahmyr Gibbs, nobody's faster than Jahmyr Gibbs. It didn't matter that McGee was covering him. He didn't even come close to stopping him. And he doesn't have the NFL IQ that Bobby Wagner has that allows him to make up for his lack of speed. I'm not against Jordan McGee getting more snaps, but it didn't make the difference we thought it was going to make. Playing Tyler Owens more hasn't really made a difference. Playing Jeremy Reeves has. I want to see more of that. Maybe you can send Jeremy Reeves on a few blitzes early in this game to just mess with Tua's confidence, get him off of his spot, don't let him start a rhythm where he drops back and hits his, you know, receivers as he goes through his reads and just hits the open guy. Because that's what every damn quarterback has done against Washington this year. We haven't forced quarterbacks to go through to progression number three. One or two has been open all season long. And for other teams, they've gotten rid of Jaden's one or two and forced him to go to his third or fourth read. So pathway to success starts with more sacks on Tua than Mariota takes. I just think we have to score first. I think the defense last year wasn't being talked about as being so bad because the offense was scoring so many more points. And that's obvious. That's complimentary football. When your defense plays with a lead, they're able to take more risks. And so many times last year we saw Jaden go down the field, make it a 10-point game. And the defense gave up a long, explosive play. Touchdown, Washington's back up by three. But then Jaden would go down the field and make it a 10-point lead again, right? The offense picked up the defense when they struggled last year. It has not been the case at all this year. The offense hasn't picked up the defense. The defense has regressed, has taken a step back. part of me thinks the big thing is they have not played with a lead. The offense hasn't been able to score on the first drive of the game. And the defense is getting run on over and over and over again. And that was an issue for Dan Quinn in Dallas. And so he's got to clean that up. I totally think Dan Quinn took over as DC because he kind of sees the writing on the wall here that if the defense finishes this season 30, 31, or 32, there is a case for ownership to fire him because you're the defensive-minded coach. I don't want that to happen. I really don't. I believe in Dan Quinn. But I believe we have to see a difference for him to keep his job. When you have historically bad level defense and a record number of blowout losses in a row, everything's on the table. All that, you know, good grace that you had in ownership for the success of last year, as every loss piles up, it starts to evaporate. It really does. I am picking the boys because I don't believe in Miami. And I think there's going to be triple the amount of Commanders fans in Madrid than Dolphins fans. Hopefully that will make a difference. Everybody's screaming loud in the crowd there. Man, that's going to be a good game to watch. The Bernabeu is a brand new stadium there for Real Madrid. I've heard it could rain. I believe there's a roof on that. Don't know if they would leave it open and let the guys play in the rain, but I'm excited. First ever NFL international game in Spain, in Madrid, home of Real Madrid, greatest soccer team in the history, the Galacticos. It'll be Washington against Miami. Final score prediction for AWOD here. We got to get the three keys because we haven't gotten the keys in a month. Force a three and out defensively. Run for 120 or more yards and Mariota get 34 or more on the ground. Debo gets involved with 75 yards of total offense. More sacks on Tua. Score first and give the defense a lead to play with. And Washington will win by the score of 23-17. 23-17 is my final score prediction for Washington to win. We end the Misery Monday streak, and we talk Victory Monday. And you know what's so good is that we can have that taste of victory in our mouth for a week and a half because the bye week and then the game against the Denver Broncos. I want to talk to you guys next Saturday without taking a million calls about people wanting to fire Dan Quinn. Appreciate everybody listening to the show. We've had a ton of calls. It's been awesome to talk to the people here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. I love doing this show so much because of how caller-friendly it is. I had somebody reach out to me this week. They say, yeah, your show Monday through Friday is not nearly as caller-driven as Saturdays on The Fan in D.C. I love talking with the people and taking more of your phone calls. We'll be back next Saturday, live and local here on The Fan. Thanks to Metal Chris running the ones and twos. Georgetown basketball coming up next with Rich Votkin. Love me some Rich Votkin. That was awesome to see Rich and Johnny Holiday on the call last week for Maryland against Georgetown. Hopefully, we'll be tuning in about 2 hours and hearing Rich say, Hoyas win, Hoyas win, Hoyas win. For Metal Chris, I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.